In 1979, Rich Dad, his son Mike, and I went to one of our favorite Chinese restaurants for lunch. As we sat going through the menus, Rich Dad said to me, "Most people will not have enough money set aside for their retirement. In fact, I would be willing to bet that most of the people sitting in this restaurant will never be able to retire." "You mean the workers here?" Mike asked. "Not only the restaurant workers, but many of the executives in suits and ties who are dining here will have nothing or will not have enough money to retire on. Most of the people in this room will never be able to afford retirement." "How can that be?" I asked.
"Do you remember me telling you about ERISA?" asked Rich Dad.
"Vaguely," I replied.
"What is this law change and why was it passed?"
ERISA stands for Employee Retirement Insurance and Savings Act. It was a bill brought before Congress in 1973 and signed into law by President Ford in 1974. I, too, did not pay much attention to its passage, but soon my accountants and my attorneys began advising me on changes I needed to make in my businesses. Once that began to happen, I began asking more in-depth questions.
"And what did you find out?" I asked.
"It seems the act was passed primarily to protect employees' retirement money from abuse by their business owners," said Rich Dad.
"What kind of abuse?" I asked.
"There have been many kinds of abuses of retirement plans. Even in some large blue-chip companies, pension plans are empty or are underfunded. And many times, a company would buy another company not because of the business, but because they wanted the business's retirement money. Some of these more responsible businesses had tens of millions of dollars in their employees' retirement funds, and that pool of money was often more valuable than the business. So the rating company would buy the business and bleed the employee retirement fund.
They would take over the company just for the retirement money?"
Rich Dad nodded his head. "But that was not the only abuse. There were more. It was because of these abuses that ERISA was supposedly passed."
"Why do you say supposedly?" I asked.
"Well, ERISA was passed as a way to protect employees from these abuses. But as we all know, nothing is only good for only one group of people. The company also benefited from ERISA."
"So how did it benefit the businesses?" I asked.
"Well, you've had a business. Let me ask you. How expensive is an employee's retirement plan to the company?"
"You mean including Social Security payments plus adding money to their retirement plan?" I asked.
"Yes. How expensive is it?"
"Very expensive. I often wished I could pay my workers more, but the hidden taxes the employees are often not even aware of, are so high I could not afford to pay much more. Every time I gave them a raise, the government also got a raise."
"So while ERISA was passed as a benefit to employees, it was in many ways more of a benefit to the employer. Very simply put, ERISA took the expense of retirement from the employer and passed it on to the employee."
"But doesn't the employer have to match the amount the employee puts in?" I asked.
"They can if their plan allows it. But the key word is match. In other words, the dollar amount the employer had to pay was now significantly reduced. That is like taking the cost of your mortgage payment and cutting it in half."
"Wouldn't you want to reduce your mortgage payment by half?" said Mike.
"And on top of that, many employees elect not to contribute anything, so the employer has nothing to match.
So if the employee does not put any money into his or her fund, the employer pays nothing. The cost of that employee's retirement just went to zero.
And is that why we're going to have a problem? The problem of people without any retirement savings?" I asked.
"That is one of the problems, and it's a very big problem. But in my opinion, it is not the person who has nothing in his or her retirement plan that will ultimately cause the biggest problem. The biggest problem will come from those employees who have diligently put money into their retirement accounts. It is those who have faithfully put money into their retirement plans that will cause the biggest stock market crash in history."
"In history?" I asked skeptically. "And the crash will not be caused by those employees who have nothing. It will be caused by those who have set money aside?"
Rich Dad nodded his head.
"The biggest stock market crash of all will be caused by millions of people with their money tied up in mutual funds and other types of shares in the stock market, not by those without any shares or money."
"It's just common sense," Mike added.
"This change in the law will bring about many problems, and one of the problems, way off in the future, will be this giant stock market crash," said Rich Dad as our food arrived.
"Why is that? How can you be so sure?" I asked.
"Because the people putting money into the market are not investors. Most workers cannot read a financial statement."
"So how can you invest if you cannot read a financial statement?" asked Rich Dad.
"The resulting impact from ERISA is not only leaving millions of people without a retirement plan, this law change is also forcing people to trust their financial future on the stock market. And we all know that all markets go up and all markets go down."
I've been training you and Mike to be investors, investors who can make money in an up market and in a down market. But most employees do not have that mental and emotional training. And when the big crash begins, I believe they will react as most untrained investors react. They will panic and begin selling. When do you think this will happen? I asked. I don't know, said Rich Dad. No one has a crystal ball. But between now and the biggest crash of all, I predict there will be smaller but growing booms and busts in the stock market. And these smaller booms and busts will come before the biggest of all booms and the biggest of all busts. So there will be warning signs, Mike asked. Oh yes, smiled Rich Dad. There will be plenty of them. The good news is that you boys will have plenty of time to practice gaining experience and skill through these smaller booms and busts, just as you practice surfing nearly every day, riding the ups and downs of the waves. I ask you to practice riding the ups and downs of financial markets and financial cycles. If you do that, your skills will improve. But what makes you think this 1974 change in the law will have such a big impact and cause such a large market crash? Because changes in the law change the future, Rich Dad replied. For example, if the government changed the speed limit on this small street in front of this restaurant from 25 miles an hour to 100 miles per hour, we would see some immediate changes. Immediately, there would be more traffic accidents and more fatalities. That is how law changes change our future. And this 1974 law change, what has it changed? Why can't we see the changes? Why aren't these executives sitting all around us as concerned as you are? Rich Dad took a fresh paper napkin and wrote the following letters on it. DB, then DC. The reason the executives around us and the workers who work here are not concerned is because we are now in the transition period between DB pension plans and DC pension plans. What? I asked. DB to DC plans? ERISA was the start of the change from DB pension plans to DC pension plans, said Mike. Most people are like you, unaware of the differences between the two plans, and there are massive differences. Most of the executives sitting around us are still thinking in terms of DB pension plans, not DC. That is why they are not concerned. They are not aware of the changes or the future consequences. When will these executives start becoming aware of the differences? I asked. The lag time on this law change is pretty long, said Rich Dad. The law was passed in 1974, and I predict that it will take 25 to 50 years before people become aware of the full impact of this law change. You mean sometime around the year 2000 we should begin to notice the changes? I asked. Oh, you will begin to notice the changes way before that year, said Rich Dad. Although people will notice the changes caused by this act, changes such as smaller booms and busts in the stock market, I don't think people will be aware of the frightening consequences of this law change until the year 2000 or later, maybe too much later. And what are you doing to be prepared for these coming changes? I asked Rich Dad. I'm already prepared. The problems caused by ERISA are not my problem, but they will be your problem. I will not be around when the real impact of this law change hits. Your dad and I will be gone and buried before the tidal wave hits shore, said Rich Dad. First, let me explain the difference between a DB pension plan and a DC pension plan. Rich Dad went on to explain that a DB, or defined benefit pension plan, was a retirement plan that defined the benefit or the dollar amount a retired person would receive. For example, if an employee worked for 40 years for a company and retired at 65, a defined benefit might pay that employee, let's say, $1,000 a month for as long as he or she lived. If that employee lived to be 66, the company actually did well because the company only had to pay the defined benefit for a year. If the employee lived to 105, the company paid the $1,000 a month for 40 years, probably indexed for inflation. In this case, the employee was much better off, but at the expense of the company. Social Security is a government DB plan. The law change with ERISA and subsequent amendments were the start of allowing companies to switch to DC or defined contribution plans. The difference between a DB and DC plan is found in the difference between the definitions of the words benefit and contribution. A DB plan defines the benefit, whereas a DC plan is defined by the contribution. A worker's retirement was only as good as the contribution, if there was a contribution. So a worker might retire with nothing, because he or she contributed nothing. In addition, if a worker retired with $2 million in his or her plan, and that $2 million was gone by age 85, either through distribution or by mismanagement or market crash, then at 85, this worker was out of retirement funds and out of luck. The worker could not go back to the company and demand more financial benefits. Simply put, The passage of ERISA passed the responsibility, expense, and long-term consequences of retirement from the employer to the employee. As Rich Dad said, it's the World War II generation passing on the problem to the baby boom generation and coming generations, a problem my generation has benefited from. In other words, they got the benefit, and now we get the bill. And it will be a very big bill. I'm afraid that many of your generation will be forced to live at a lower standard of living after they retire than my generation will, said Rich Dad. Most of my generation still has DB pension plans. They can retire to the golf course community and play golf and bingo all day. Many of your generation will never be able to retire. Many, in fact, I would say most, will work all their lives, some because they want to, but most because they have to. Rich Dad continued, also, the chances are your generation will not have the safe sanctuary of Social Security or Medicare, or enough of it, to fall back on, as your dad and I do. With the passage of ERISA, millions of people in your generation will not have sufficient retirement money to fall back on. Millions of your generation will not have a DB benefit plan or a union pension plan to protect them from the real world. So what you are facing today, in 1979, is what millions of your generation will begin facing sometime after the year 2010, long after I am gone. I was beginning to understand why both my dads had been such advocates of their employees' retirement plans. I said, so your generation has DB pension plans, and my generation has DC pension plans, and to you, that is a big difference. A monstrous difference, said Rich Dad. You see, the employees who worked for your dad have the government and the unions backing their retirements. My employees only have themselves backing them, and most of my employees are not putting any money into these retirement plans. They do not know what they are. Some think they are the same as DB pension plans, the same plans their parents have. Because of this false sense of DB security, most of my employees do not have any savings. They have nice homes, nice cars, and nice TV sets, but nothing else. I talk to them about investing, but nice cars and nice TVs mean more to them than a mutual fund or savings in the bank. Besides, they do not know the difference between saving and investing. They think they are the same thing. That is why I'm worried for you and your generation. Most of my generation have some protection from the real world. Most of your generation will eventually face the real world, a world that they are not prepared to face, and many will be too old to face. There is this massive problem brewing, and no one seems to worry about it. So millions of my generation will someday have to face the real world with nothing? I asked. Yes, Rich Dad said, that is precisely what I am saying. So my generation's pension plan could run out of money if they do not contribute enough money to it. More than that, said Rich Dad, your generation's pension plan could run out of money even if a person puts a lot of money into it, because your generation's pension plans can be wiped out by a massive stock market crash. A crash I predict is coming. So a DB pension plan has protection from a stock market crash, and a DC plan does not? I asked. Rich Dad nodded. In most cases, but even DB plans have been known to crash due to mismanagement. But the risks are greater for DC pension plans. So the problems are brewing, and soon the moment of truth will arrive. Soon your generation will find out if this new DC plan works or not. The problem is, your generation will only find out if the plan worked after they retire. You mean my classmates may find out at age 65 that their DC plan was inadequate? I asked. The only way they're going to know is after they retire, when it might be too late to work and replenish it. Rich Dad nodded and continued saying, not only are many of your generation not contributing anything to their plans, many who are contributing are not contributing enough, and very few are aware of how risky stocks and mutual funds are. There is no downside protection for mutual funds. Mutual funds can fall all the way to zero in a market crash. And it will happen. Not to all companies or mutual funds, but sometime in the future, your generation will get the wake-up call that their DC retirement is not safe and their retirement sanctuary is at risk. Once your generation realizes that, they will begin to get out of the market, a panic will set in and the market will crash. And if the panic is large, the crash will be the biggest in the world. The problem is, ERISA put too many amateur investors in the market. And it is these amateur investors that are the problem, a problem far greater than the flaws in ERISA. That is why I predict that most of your generation will face the real world. The only question is, how old will they be when they face it?